This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. A new exhibit at the Riverside Art Museum explores the underground punk rock, hardcore, and ska scene of Riverside in the late 80s to the early 2000s. I got to attend a media event for this new exhibit, called 60 Miles East, earlier this week, and talked to some of the folks who helped put together this exhibit, including Travis Barker of the band Blink-182.
So I know the question that everyone who is here at this event and everyone listening is wondering: K-Frog Country Music, what on earth are you doing at an exhibit about punk rock? But my response anytime I tell someone, oh yeah, I have friends who are into punk rock, is show me a punk rocker who doesn't like Johnny Cash, and then we all understand each other.
Yeah, look at this. I got a Willie Nelson tattoo. Right? So
that is legit.
And I think, you know, punk rock, we're not too precious about anything. We accept everybody. I feel like everyone's invited, you know?
60 Miles East refers to the distance between the Inland Empire and LA and Orange County. How did that geographical distance influence the music you were influenced by growing up and the music you created later on?
Well, I'm not sure what was going on in LA because I wasn't there. I grew up in Fontana, and then I moved to Riverside when I was about 16, and then floated around here between Riverside and Corona. But even as a young kid, 10, 11, 12 years old, I was at Spanky's Cafe watching bands because I was already playing drums. My dream was already to be in a band. So Spanky's, the Showcase Theater later on, Harry C's, the Barn, raised me.
How do you see the punk rock of Riverside and the Inland Empire influencing today's music?
Well, if you see like bands like Face to Face really, really influenced Blink. I saw them at Harry C's when I was probably 18 years old. Like Voodoo Gospels raised me, that they were and still are gods of the Inland Empire. This music, just having a scene that was so vibrant in punk rock, hardcore, and ska, was crucial in who I became and what I listened to and the music that I ended up playing later on.
You just had a chance to check out this exhibit. What was the standout moment for you?
Everything from seeing that bike that hung in Showcase to seeing the Spanky's Cafe sign to seeing the Barn, pictures from the Barn, all of it really brings back so many memories that if this exhibit didn't exist, I don't know if I would ever know what Spanky's Cafe looked like without it being full of people and there being fights everywhere. Like, I'm honestly, it's such like a nice trip down memory lane.
Also here is Ken Crawford, one of the curators of this exhibit, 60 Miles East, at the Riverside Art Museum. Give us an overview of what you think this exhibit is about.
Sure. Aesthetically, it's about the last scene that kind of was built before the digital era, before we had computers in our pockets. This is cut and paste. This is film photography and kind of the last generation of little subculture movements that grew up without those things.
Why was the Riverside Art Museum the right venue for this exhibit?
I think the Riverside Art Museum is a great venue in general, an institution that I personally like and support and have good relationships here. But what I like about having a more formal setting for something like this is that it has a tendency to legitimize things that end up on the wall, because this is a place that people come to look at art, right? So things that they may not consider art, now that they're on the wall of a gallery designed by Julia Morgan, now it's art for sure. I think it is art. These people spend a lot of time creating it. They're extremely talented. So I think presenting it just formally helps kind of legitimize it.
Was there anything you wanted to include in this exhibit that you weren't able to?
Yes, there was. Izzat Soliman is the owner of Showcase Theater. His wife still has that big green piano in her living room that sat in Spanky's. It's a famous piano. Everyone who talks about going to Spanky's remembers the piano. It was just too big to get in the door, basically.
What impact do you hope this exhibit will have on future generations?
Well, the impact it's going to have on this generation is a nostalgia kick. It's intentional, it's panderous, and all of those things. It's to tug at heartstrings. But in the future, what I hope it does is, you know, 60 Miles East as a concept is just talking about the uniqueness of the Inland Empire and of Riverside. And I hope it gives us opportunity to tell more uniquely Riverside stories in the future that if we left it to LA media would never get told.
Also here is Art Moreno, who is instrumental in UCR's punk rock scene and The Barn. Tell us about your contributions to this exhibit, 60 Miles East.
I mean, we did shows for a good 6 years, 7 years at The Barn at UCR, and our mission was to make affordable all-ages shows for kids to come to. So our outlook was $5 to $10 shows and make it affordable and feasible for these kids to come and have fun and be a kid.
What was your favorite memory from that time period?
So many. Just being around the live music industry, you know, being out every night, flyering, you know, meeting new people, being instrumental to bringing these acts to Riverside and having these kids and people just come and have fun. I mean, that, you know, that's what it was about. And without us, I think in Riverside, it would have been a little dead at the time. You know, they would have to travel to the Showcase, which isn't that far. Showcase was only a couple miles away, but even San Bernardino had their venues, but The Barn was the heart of Riverside for live music at the time, and it was fun. Like, it wasn't a job.
What's the most exciting thing about this exhibit for you?
Just seeing all the old pictures, the flyers, just like I told my wife, walking up here Sunday, it reminded me of A League of Their Own at the end when the ball players go to their Hall of Fame and they're all older. And that's what it reminded me of, me walking into this place and just all the memories just come back. So many good memories.
What do you hope people take away from this exhibit?
I hope younger people who are in bands and in the scene take away that they can do it. They can find a venue and they can do what we did for all those years and, you know, make their own scene, make their own memories. And just to see that we had fun and it was doable. You know, it was something out there for us to do and we did it.
60 Miles East is on display at the Riverside Art Museum now through April 12th. You can get more info at riversideartmuseum.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.